go.
No, you just
put it on.
Okay, now it's going to start with Maya talking a lot.
Hi.
Okay. Wait, do you want us to start?
Of course.
Thank you. You want us to start?
Go for it,
darling. Okay, so the question I was going to ask you was, when you were in, what war?
Korean War.
When you were in the Korean War and you were saving that boy's life, what feelings were going through your head when he was passing away in your arms?
Well, I had to become, I was in the nurse taking care of this dying soldier from Korea. And the winter of 1950 was the worst winter in 100 years. So the troops had gone over to Korea without adequate clothes for winter. But who knew it was going to be the worst winter in 100 years? It didn't. The kids' feet froze, the tanks froze, their guns froze. The kids came back to the hospital, and this one was dying. And he asked me, he said, am I going to be all right? I said, you're going to be just fine. They said, no, you can't give him false hope. I said, oh, no, everybody's going to be left with hope. I don't care if he's dying or not. I said, if he dies and he goes to heaven, he's going to be fine because he's going to be with his mother or father, relatives, whoever's died. They're there waiting for him to come. So I said, I'm not lying to him. He's going to be fine. This journey on earth is just a short time. We're here for a purpose, you know, and that's what I was thinking of. So you become the mother or the grammy or the aunt or the sister that was in his family. You know, you become the actress. But I felt that because I cared about him, okay? So that's what nurses do. They're the old mother hen, you know, that takes care of them all. We're low men on the totem pole. You take care of everybody else, and if you ain't too tired when you get home, then you take care of yourself, you know? Okay?
Yeah.
Who's next, anybody?
I'll go. What do you remember about the assassination of President Kennedy?
Oh, my God, I was devastated. I was in my living room. And I was watching the motorcade come through, and when they shot, oh, my God, they hit his arm. I didn't want to think of his head, you know. Oh, they hit his arm, and poor Jackie, she's climbing on the back seat. And they rushed him to the hospital. His brain was already gone before he ever got to the hospital. And she's picking up his brains on the back seat. That's what she was reaching for. And I was devastated. I just couldn't believe it, because everybody loved, well, obviously everybody, but most people that were Democrats loved Jack Kennedy. Hey, he had his faults, but he also had magnificent. He had an ability to negotiate where the others would have hopped and bombed this country, bombed that country. How many thousands of lives had he saved? Because they were afraid of a third world war. That's what it was. And so all this is going through my mind. And I, you know, to lose somebody. And then how many years later when they lost Robert Kennedy? I said, my God. How much can that family stand to lose another two brothers? And there were certain people that were here in this country. I don't think we know the truth yet. I don't think we know the truth. I think the guys that were killed in prison knew a little bit. Everybody was apart. To put it together is what it was. When is killed off and that one is killed off, and later on the judges that were part of that, those people were assassinated. They were killed by assassins. So I don't know, but we had a loss for sure, you know. And Jackie Kennedy, the grace that woman had, it was amazing, you know. And when little John saluted his father, I died, because a veteran knows what a salute means, the respect. You give respect, you get respect, you know. So that's what it was. But I terribly miss him. What would this country be if had he lived, you know, and Bobby had lived? Because those brothers were good together. You know, they were meant to be here in this earth at that same time for that reason. So I don't know. Okay. Anybody else?
So did you go overseas to Korean?
No, I didn't go to Korea. I went to Japan, and I went to Okinawa, which is probably 300 miles off the coast of Japan. And all these native peoples, the island is probably 17 miles long and 18 miles wide. And Naha at the base, you have Naha, that's the capital, like Augusta here, capital. And all these native people are Japanese. In 1952, there was no war there because the Second World War was over. But you still had Japanese soldiers in the caves way up in the mountains that didn't know the war was over. They was hiding out because they didn't dare come out and to know the war was over. So when I was there, I was 21. Oh, my God, I guess I was. And I fell in love with the children.
Hey, Mom. Nick, you said something about Korea, mm-hmm. and she was in Okinawa, which was part of Japan, during the Korean conflict. So you were right about Korea. She just wasn't in Korea, though.
Okay.
So yeah. Just to kind of clarify, because he said Korea, and he heard you say that yeah. earlier. But
well, see, when they were evacuated from the aid station from Korea, they came to Okinawa.
Right.
And then stabilized, and then flown back to the United States, which is what? From Okinawa, Japan was 300 miles this way. That was the China Sea. This side of the island was the Pacific Ocean, 3,000 miles, California. So that's where we were. And I fell in love with the children. Why do veterans love children? It doesn't make any difference what war or what country, we're drawn to the children every time. Iraq, Afghanistan, it's the kids. So it doesn't change. Civil War, Spanish-American War, you know, Second World War. You know, it's always the children that we look after. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I think what it is with the children is you're our future. And this is what you share with us. This is what I did that helped, and this is what I did that didn't help. So really,